Egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 11. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Rozmowa pierwsza.
I need some very special flowers for my mum.
Sure. Does she prefer roses or tulips?
Red roses, please. My mum loves them.
Here you are. That's £15, please.
Rozmowa druga.
Remember, Mark, don't touch the cars at the exhibition.
I know I can't touch anything in places like that.
Good. Some of the cars are very old.
I'll only look at them, I promise.
Rozmowa trzecia.
Our snowman is almost ready.
You're right. We just need to give it a carrot nose and it will look great.
For sure. And it is going to snow again tomorrow.
Yeah, winter this year is really great.
Rozmowa czwarta.
Well, the food is really delicious.
Yes, it is. And the music here is so nice. A really good choice.
Thank you. I wanted to choose the best place to have dinner with you.
Rozmowa piąta.
Oh, Dad, I waited here for your plane to land for more than 1 hour.
Yes, the pilot said we took off late because of the weather.
And then you had to wait for your luggage. I'm so happy you're finally here.
It's lovely to see you, Sue.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Rozmowa pierwsza.
I need some very special flowers for my mum.
Sure. Does she prefer roses or tulips?
Red roses, please. My mum loves them.
Here you are. That's £15, please.
Rozmowa druga.
Remember, Mark, don't touch the cars at the exhibition.
I know I can't touch anything in places like that.
Good. Some of the cars are very old.
I'll only look at them, I promise.
Rozmowa trzecia.
Our snowman is almost ready.
You're right. We just need to give it a carrot nose, and it will look great.
For sure. And it is going to snow again tomorrow.
Yeah, winter this year is really great.
Rozmowa czwarta.
Well, the food is really delicious.
Yes, it is. And the music here is so nice. A really good choice.
Thank you. I wanted to choose the best place to have dinner with you.
Rozmowa piąta.
Oh, Dad, I waited here for your plane to land for more than 1 hour.
Yes, the pilot said we took off late because of the weather.
And then you had to wait for your luggage. I'm so happy you're finally here.
It's lovely to see you, Sue.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
When I was 8, I wanted to be a policeman and drive a police car. But now when I'm about to finish primary school, I want to be a car mechanic, just like my father. I help him in the garage at weekends.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
When I was 8, I wanted to be a policeman and drive a police car. But now when I'm about to finish primary school, I want to be a car mechanic, just like my father. I help him in the garage at weekends.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Tom? There are new animals at the local zoo.
What are they?
2 hippos, a lion, and an elephant.
I'd really like to see the lion. I'm a fan of big cats. Lions are so clever.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Tom, there are new animals at the local zoo.
What are they?
Two hippos, a lion, and an elephant.
I'd really like to see the lion. I'm a fan of big cats. Lions are so clever.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
I've got a new dog.
Fantastic.
And it's all black. It's got long hair and it's big.
I'd prefer to have a small white dog. But you have always wanted to have a big black one.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I've got a new dog.
Fantastic.
And it's all black. It's got long hair and it's big.
I'd prefer to have a small white dog. But you have always wanted to have a big black one.
Zadanie piąte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Dinner's ready. Wash your hands, Mary. Where is Tom?
He is in his bedroom playing games.
Go to his room and get him, please.
Oh, Dad.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Dinner's ready. Wash your hands, Mary. Where is Tom?
He is in his bedroom playing games.
Go to his room and get him, please.
Oh, Dad.
Zadanie szóste. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Wow, it's so big and beautiful. What a wonderful garden. With so many flowers. Is this balcony part of your room?
Yes, it is, and I'm happy you like it. But some rooms are not ready yet, and my parents still have to buy new furniture for the kitchen.
Oh, well, but soon you will live like a prince.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Wow, it's so big and beautiful. What a wonderful garden with so many flowers. Is this balcony part of your room?
Yes, it is, and I'm happy you like it. But some rooms are not ready yet, and my parents still have to buy new furniture for the kitchen.
Oh, well, but soon you will live like a prince.
Zadanie siódme. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
Sure. The water should be warm.
Wypowiedź B.
Take a warm sweater.
Wypowiedź C.
I bought some water for you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
Sure, the water should be warm.
Wypowiedź B.
Take a warm sweater.
Wypowiedź C.
I bought some water for you.
Zadanie ósme. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
Are you there?
Wypowiedź B.
Can you repeat that?
Wypowiedź C.
Do you hear me?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
Are you there?
Wypowiedź B.
Can you repeat that?
Wypowiedź C.
Do you hear me?
Zadanie dziewiąte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
Can I go to the cinema with you?
Wypowiedź B.
What's your favorite film?
Wypowiedź C.
Did you like the film?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
Can I go to the cinema with you?
Wypowiedź B.
What's your favorite film?
Wypowiedź C.
Did you like the film?
Zadanie 10. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
But I don't like him.
Wypowiedź B.
No, thanks. I'm not hungry.
Wypowiedź C.
Sorry, I can't go today.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
But I don't like him.
Wypowiedź B.
No, thanks. I'm not hungry.
Wypowiedź C.
Sorry, I can't go today.
Zadanie 11. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
I live in the city center.
Wypowiedź B.
The bank is next to the shopping center.
Wypowiedź C.
He lived here 20 years ago.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
I live in the city center.
Wypowiedź B.
The bank is next to the shopping center.
Wypowiedź C.
He lived here 20 years ago.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.